Welcome to the 149th edition of Make Pro Wrestling Majestic Again. I am Tiger Height.
And I am Peanut Gallery.
So we're going to go right into the drama because there aren't a lot of things that are drama-based, but some significant ones. Sky Blue and the Heckler.
Yes.
I was trying to find more information about what the guy was saying.
Yes.
To what I could find, he kept essentially harassing her appearance, calling her baby girl, and overall just being a dick.
Okay.
Here is where I'm going to fall on this. Heckling is fine. It's part of the job. It's inappropriate.
Yes. Highly inappropriate.
Now, with Sky Blue, I do criticize Sky Blue, but I only criticize her for
her wrestling.
Her wrestling and maybe sometimes her gear. That's it. Any other time that I will do anything that would resort as a part of heckling is all joke based. I'm not obviously going to be a dick.
Right.
But at the same time, Sky Blue stormed out of the ring, obviously upset, which is justified. But
there was a better way of hand. I mean, okay, so she's relatively new to the game. She's green as grass.
I know, but at the same time, we need somebody to tell them that if they're going to be a public figure, this is going to be it's an expectation.
Right.
You have to know that these people exist,
and the protocol should be there to remove people that are like that.
Now, to their credit, Aubrey Edwards did kick him out.
Okay, there was notification.
Yes,
okay.
The security and the company removed the guy, and if I'm not mistaken, he is banned from the venue for a couple of years.
Okay.
So there were consequences, and 100% the right ones, but...
Well, yeah, so then Sky Blue's reaction to it was, I understand where she's coming from, but... storm out of the ring.
Right.
People are going to be people.
And this is the culture that this company has fostered.
Oh.
They have nobody to blame but themselves. Zero.
Well.
Bumpkiss. No. I truly, because these are the people.
But this is something that happens.
These are these smelly neckbeards who can't talk to women.
Was it smelly neckbeard?
I'm not sure. I think he had a kid with him. I'm not sure maybe if it was his or not, but... I didn't get a name, and I didn't get all of the information.
You didn't get a picture or anything like
that? No, I didn't get a picture because the guy was sitting a hard camera side.
Oh.
He was actually sort of in the front row. That's how Soraya could hear him. That's how Aubrey Edwards can hear him. That's how Sky Blue could hear him.
But people like this exist, and you just have to deal with it.
You do have to deal with it, and I think the company made the appropriate choices.
They did. I don't think the company caused it because it happens in every wrestling company?
No. I actually will disagree with you on
that. Let's go to a WWE show and see if that flies.
Now, with heckling, there's a way to do heckling.
Like,
if you want to say something, just say something off the cuff and maybe somewhat humorous and people will get it. Like, when Peanut Gallery and I go to a show, we do some heckling, but it's good, clever, clean, sometimes... humor.
Right.
And sometimes the wrestlers will actually laugh at it.
Right.
It's really funny. But it was totally inappropriate,
yeah.
And the company made the right choice.
Yes.
Sheamus.
Oh, I forgot about this one.
Yeah, so Sheamus had this tweet.
I mean, I think it's funny. It's in really poor taste, but
it's incredibly poor taste. I just kind of wanted to showcase this, Sheamus. I know that you deleted the tweet like a couple of minutes after you did it, but honey, this is not the right move. But yes.
I understand why this was made.
Because he was facing Gunther.
Yes. That coming Monday.
Yes, but generally World War II jokes are not the greatest look, especially if you're a public figure.
Nah, it's all right.
Especially on Twitter. And finally, we have our piece de resistance.
Well, of course we had to talk about this.
So Ric Flair got into some trouble. He is thinking about taking legal action.
Yeah.
And we are going to be watching essentially the full interaction.
Okay.
This was on TikTok. It was a TikTok video.
Mm-hmm.
And Essentially, he went to the bathroom and he was in there for too long.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. It's very strange, but so we're going to watch it. The guy sounds absolutely trash.
Oh, yeah.
Bad for you. Why would it be bad for you? Well, watch those media tomorrow.
Watch those media tomorrow. That's how they are.
What's your name, Job?
Nicholas. What's your name, Nicholas?
Nicholas Dickhead.
Don't ever talk.
You don't have to call me that guy.
You don't have to do this to me. If you live in my family.
If you live in my family. I
want to know bathroom.
you're a kid of closet. Really, what world do you live in?
Just like, okay.
This is so awkward.
I know it is. I don't even know what to do.
I never say a cuss word. You know, is that his word or against yours? I didn't say one cuss word.
I'm trying to figure out if this is an employee, because this is at the bar, right?
Yeah.
This would be a weird configuration for the bar if this was a customer, right? Like, it's kind of a weird L-shaped bar.
It's a pizzeria. And from
that's what I heard.
Looking at the age of it, it's probably a more dated look.
It was in Gainesville, so it's
probably a more dated, you know.
Well, apparently this was an Italian bistro, so that's why there's so much room in that bar area.
That would make sense.
Yep. Oh, cough. Dude.
You're
Flair,
you're
you are. I'm getting secondhand drunk from you. You are sloshed. And to what I'm looking at, it's like 10 o'clock in the morning.
$1,000 tip.
And I'll see myself out. Now I wonder if that was drunkenness or if that was just a TikTok video like picking that up.
Maybe. It sounded like he said something like Egyptian. Well, the guy is sloshed.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it again. You're Egyptian.
You're Egyptian.
Oh, I'm leaving. Trust me. I won't come back again. Come on, sit here and talk to me like a man.
I'm not going to do that because I'm on the clock.
You're the pussy clock.
You have the pussy clock. I wanted to see this random customer fucking whoop Ric Flair's drunk ass all over the place. Oh my god.
What did you say to me?
What did you say to me? And that was the video.
Wow.
So, all sorts of fun. You gotta love to see it. So, I should probably do that. There we go. So, when we come back, Paint a Gallery.
You got some news.
We got a little bit of news, actually.
We talked about a lot of it, but we'll discuss a little bit more.
Yeah, why not? Paint a Gallery, we are back. Let's talk about some news, and we're starting off with Marigold.
Yes, their first event has been announced.
Yes.
And the card has been released. And obviously, Julia, being essentially signed to the WWE at this point, is taking part in this. She will be helping Rossi out with the establishment of this promotion.
Build legitimacy to the promotion itself. I don't know how many people are on this card. A lot of tag matches is what I saw. And they're
In keeping with Japanese tradition, of course.
Yeah, but they're trying to introduce... I think what they're trying to do is they're introducing everybody on the roster at the same time. But they don't want to book like 12 or 13 matches. I think they're like six. but a lot of them are tags, and there are no titles yet.
No, there are no titles.
This is a fresh promotion.
To be determined if we actually cover it. It really just depends.
Yes. If they have English commentary, we'll at least cover the first episode.
Yeah, we'll cover the first show.
Right. Well, we'll see.
We talked about Rick.
We talked about Rick. He's thinking about taking legal action.
Yeah.
Like I said,
the thing is that now that this the video was published to TikTok, so I don't really think he can do anything.
Oh no, he was going to take action on the restaurant, not on the guy.
Well, I understand that, but there's nothing that the restaurant did that the guy.
No, there was nothing. There was nothing. What they did was wrong.
Right. Exactly. We talked about this one too.
Yep.
All right. Sammy Guevara apparently is off of suspension.
Yes. To what I'm hearing is that he might go CMLL, but I'm not sure if he's that problematic.
That would probably be a good move for him.
Yeah.
Because he needs to stay out of the American market for a little while.
Yeah, I think he needs to get humbled. I think this guy needs to get his ass whooped and get some humility.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because he's really the one who puts himself in these positions.
Yeah.
And he has no one to blame but himself.
Oh, absolutely. So Chuck Taylor, apparently his injury was pretty serious.
So what, can you explain to me, A, what the injury was?
It's an ankle injury.
Okay.
And of course, the ankle has a lot of bones in that area of the body.
Also, there's not a lot of muscle or skin
that
protect it. So that's why when you get a leg break, generally it is around the ankle because a lot of your body mass goes right to the ankle.
Right. So obviously with something like that, most surgeries won't heal him 100%.
So his career might legitimately be over.
Yeah, which is too bad. And then, of course, I didn't put a picture up for this, but Rey Fénix is injured again.
Again.
After one match.
He cannot catch a break. How bad is the injury?
I don't know.
Okay.
To be determined. So we heard a lot from Kenny Omega about his upcoming surgery as well.
Oh, my God. Did you watch the live stream of him? I was thinking about actually bringing that, having that video too.
Let's discuss a little bit more.
Omega basically trashed AEW in every way, shape, or form on one of his live streams. Like, I think a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious. But yes, he is.
But yeah, he actually also considered retirement, but I guess that.
I wouldn't be surprised if he actually was considering it again. It really just depends on the surgery.
Yeah,
though.
It really just depends on the surgery. So Bryan Danielson, his contract apparently is up before the Wembley show, but he wants to wrestle at Wembley.
He could probably sign a one-match contract.
Because
he did promise his daughter that this is going to be it.
Yes.
As it relates to his in-ring career. But that does not necessarily mean that a one-off match every now and then is off the table for him either.
Exactly.
You know, I think it's more so of his full-time in-ring deal.
Or is this traveling week in and week out? He'll become a special attraction like Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Or Roman Reigns or John Cena or whatever.
Right, exactly. I think that's actually a really good idea because Danielson does have some clout.
He has some star power.
Right.
So there are rumors about the Bray Wyatt themed. It's a Bray Wyatt themed stable that is coming into fruition. Here.
I'm still against it personally.
I know, but we all know that there's a potential. I mean, Bo Dallas is obviously going to be in the faction, and then they penciled in Eric Rowan,
Alexa Bliss.
No, Alexa Bliss is not actually in the initial list. Nikki Cross.
No, Nikki Cross. Dexter Lumis.
Dexter Lumis and Joe Gacy. Those were the initial five. Hmm. They are probably going to bring in Alexa Bliss to do number six to be the Wyatt Six.
I thought she was already penciled in because of her really close association with Bray already.
Well, no, which was interesting because this is just an internal list that was leaked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I still don't like it, but that's just me. It's whatever. You're going to have all the creativity of, I mean, it's literally called the Wyatt Six without fucking Bray Wyatt in some way, shape, or form.
Right, exactly. So Shawn Michaels invited Kendrick Lamar and Drake to settle their in-ring, to settle their scuffle in-ring. Now, this is not related to wrestling at all, but if you've been following the news.
It is involved in wrestling. I was thinking about bringing it up. That's great.
But, apparently, if you don't know, Drake and Kendrick Lamar have some issues.
Yeah.
Involving a lot of police officers, which is not a good thing, but hey, Shawn Michaels had something to say.
That would be really, that could possibly be the biggest NXT match of all time
that there is Battleground event coming up in the UFC Apex.
That would be absolutely insanity.
So Jerry Lawler left, or his contract nearly was not renewed.
Nearly? So they renewed it?
No, they didn't. Nearly. I said nearly not renewed. His contract was nearly not renewed. So he says that he's probably done with the WWE forever, and that he is not ruling out getting back together with JR to do some more commentating. So
it depends on how JR is doing too.
Right.
Now remember,
JR is very limited on his full-time commentating duties, obviously.
But, it sounds like he's sort of out the door. It's like one more JR, Jerry Lawler sort of commentary would be awesome.
Yeah. I would imagine that Tony Khan would be all over that
shit. Yeah, but the issue is, like, are you going to have the same magic with them? I mean,
who knows?
I don't know. Especially because, after a stroke.
Yeah.
And then JR has his health issues, too. You just don't know. It's like, if you want to do this, you got to do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
You cannot delay it.
Well, the good thing is that he was not released. So there's no compete clause. He can literally go to AEW tomorrow. I'm almost certain that they are thinking about that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So the Saudi Arabia deal, I think, from what I saw, is getting an enhancement.
It's getting an enhancement.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be expiring.
They already have a great working relationship.
Well,
and this is a totally Nick Khan move. But the Crown Prince wants to have either a Royal Rumble or a WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia in addition to the other shows.
That would be a little bit more challenging. Now, I could see a Royal Rumble. A WrestleMania might be a little much.
Well, yeah, because I think the biggest issue that we'll see with that
it's all the media and stuff that surrounds WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, Royal Rumble does get the press, but it's not WrestleMania big.
Right, because
also there are a lot of other things that follow WrestleMania. There are the shows.
All those other shows would be missing out. But anyways,
they don't have to necessarily, but
right.
It would be harder.
That was in the conversation this week.
Yeah, here's the thing. I am not surprised that it was a Nick Khan move. It's like, well, why are they working with them? Do you know how much effing money?
They're making a lot of money off the Saudi deal.
It's a business. They're trying to make money here, kids. And they have that WWE whatever in Saudi Arabia too, and that huge Apex.
And it's very popular there.
I heard it was actually really cool. It looks really cool.
Yeah. WWE also had their Q1 earnings. Or I guess TKO had their Q1 earnings.
It was probably absolutely insane.
Yeah. But some other news around this.
Two top execs left. I saw that.
Yes, I saw it. Yes, that happened, I think, just
today.
Today, yeah.
Yep.
And I think a lot of that was just like former Vince baggage
that
left. Other things too, SmackDown is moving to USA earlier than
expected.
And then USA is staying on the USA network until the
contract. You mean SmackDown?
No, Raw is staying on the USA network.
You said USA is staying on the USA network. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And until they move to Netflix. So,
I wonder why there's that early jump.
So there's going to be a period in time when all three WWE shows are going to be on one network. And there is some push from some TKO executives like The Rock, who are actually pushing for a WWE week on USA, which would include things like releasing the Bray Wyatt documentary on the USA network, some other shows onto the USA, like stuff that's already on Peacock, but they just want to put on the USA network.
I think that'd be a really good idea, especially with the limited amount of time that all three are on there. But it's like, with USA, they have other shows. It's
right.
Not like it's a wrestling exclusive thing.
But it would be like a WWE week, kind of like how Shark Week is for Discovery.
Right.
They would kind of incorporate some of those shows in there.
I mean, WWE is popular enough to truly justify something like that. So, and apparently those documentaries are really, really popular even with people that aren't involved in WWE.
Yeah. But those
or who I like wrestling rather.
Right. But that was just some other news this week, and I think we got a little bit more.
Do we? I don't think we do. No.
That was
you only had 12 stories.
I thought I had 13. Anyways, That's about
Was there something else that
No,
you
there
thought?
Wasn't. Oh, okay. No, I thought I had 13.
So we kind of have a very interesting topic, and I think you guys will like it.
Yeah.
So stick around and join us for that. We are back, and guess what?
This is our last part. There is no match.
There is no match. Remember, recommend them if you have any. I have some, but I'm just trying to source them. And
you're trying to find them on an illegal pirated stream,
right? So I can download them because the Flair thing was a download. I think that's a good direction to go. Now, as it relates to our topic, fantasy booking simulators.
Yes,
there are a few of them. We tried a couple of them. We heard a few of them. But let's talk about them.
Yeah.
Now,
and so
I have
some context. If you don't know what a pro wrestling booking simulator is, essentially it's a GM mode for like computers.
Yes.
Or Steam Deck or whatever. There's a lot of them out there in various different forms. Obviously,
we're not going to go through all of them. Right. So there are some.
Most people who are maybe a little more casual in this space, maybe have been exposed to it through the GM modes in WWE games.
Yep.
I don't think AEW has a GM mode.
No, they do not. No.
But anyways, these are games that are outside of that sphere.
Yep.
So they're the same
these
genre.
These are fan made. A lot of them are mod friendly.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool.
And they're essentially GM modes for computers or Steam Decks or whatever.
Right.
So outside of the individual branding of WWE.
Right.
Well, let's talk about a few of them.
So Fire Pro Wrestling.
One is probably the most well-known.
Yes. Even though there is more so, it's more so Japanese-based and a lot of the American wrestlers are named something else, Fire Pro Wrestling World does have a sandbox simulator that you can play matches in. This is the only one of something like this that has it where you can simulate the actual match, not just the result.
Right. So you can actually like do move by move simulation.
Yes.
And then I don't know if you can actually play those matches.
I think you can. I think you can actually
play
the
matches.
But that's
the only one where you can actually interact in the match itself.
And you can also get this on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can get this on Steam. So Pro Wrestling Promoter is one that is older.
Mm-mm.
So I think their last tweet was like in 2022.
Yeah.
I think this is the one that's actually attached to a Discord server.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and it's pretty much dead in the water, but it still does exist. Once again, I'll have a link to their Twitter in the description so you can check it out. This is sort of how they do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it.
So it's probably out to date.
Yep. This one...
TW is very much... is also very well known.
Yes, TW has the most diversity of the different mods this one has the most as it relates to diversity. So there are a lot of mods that you can start out on.
You can get very detailed with this game.
Yeah. And we looked at it when we were switching over from one to another or testing out a few of them. It was okay. I thought it was like a little much.
It was probably a little much unless you really like to immerse yourself deep into the booking.
Yep.
But, you know, so just for other context, we do a little booking simulation of our own. We used one and... We tried a few others, and we switched over to another one.
We're actually talking about both of them,
right,
too.
And then we'll talk about both of them. But that's the reason why this topic came up was because I thought, well, we were talking about these simulators. Why don't we just show people what these simulators are?
Right. So now this is going to be Pro Wrestling Sim.
Yes, this is one on Steam. This is one that I actually did purchase and tried out. It has a little less detail in it than something like TEW. A lot of people have compared TEW with Pro Wrestling Sim in terms of the detail ability in it. But again, you can find this one on Steam. It's pretty good for what it is. A couple of issues with it.
It wasn't for what we were particularly looking for.
Right. And it was very much competition-based sort of thing, which is something that I'm not really all that interested in.
Yeah, you can play with like other people that have the game. And that was like the one thing we were looking for, true in-universe sandbox mm-hmm. that was distinctly our own.
Yeah, and the other thing too is that a game like this is stored on a local server, so you can't make an account with it or anything. You kind of have to carry it around with you like a traditional video game.
Yeah.
So that was another issue that we saw with it. And it just takes up space on your computer.
Right, exactly. So once again, you know, a lot of pros, a lot of cons. If you want to check it out, once again, link. So it's on Steam. Just look up Pro Wrestling Sim yep. and you'll find it.
So all right, this- so this is the one that we initially started with. Fed Sim is a browser-based game. And what it does is saves files as JSON files. So what we were doing essentially with this was we both had the fedsim.io
saved locally on our computers, right. And we would exchange a flash drive when it was time to update
with the JSON files on them. This is very good if you know, for me, I think it's good if you
were doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
The support is good.
Yes.
I can't say enough good things about this, but the only thing that we had a problem with is that we constantly ran into the game not updating yes. when it came to the exchange.
Like saving, yeah.
So if Peanut Gallery liked to make the matches, and I did a lot of the creative aspects. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of really good visuals that you can put on there. You can really customize it quite yep. detailed. As it relates to what you want to do with it, you can have multiple brands. Yep. You can run different companies and yep. have different
especially with their FedSim X, which is their most recent model. It's very detailed. You can do a lot of different things with it.
And again, I'll link it in the description.
It was that single point of failure that really got to us.
Yep, and it was very frustrating mm-hmm. that it would not be updating at all. So when we went back into it, Peanut Gallery and I sat down and we're like, what are we looking for? And what our big things were, it had to be account-based that is on a different server. Mm-hmm. So we can exchange it just by saying that the account is updated.
Yes.
The payment, as long as the price was right,
yeah.
we would be okay with it. So FedSim is free.
Yep,
the ones on Steam, I think like the most expensive one, which is Sim, was like $20 or something.
Yeah. So I don't know how much TW cost or Fire Pro Wrestling cost.
I'm not sure, but I know that both of those you also have to pay for.
Yeah.
So you know.
But FedSim is great for a free account. If yeah. you want to look for a good free account, this is a one.
Yep. If you want to it's a really good first step into this world within mm-hmm. fantasy booking, just because A, it's free, mm-hmm. and if you play by yourself on your own local drive, if you want to save JSONs and then go back into it. Now, if you had it on one computer, you can close out of that window mm-hmm. and you can go back into FedSim X and it's still saved locally right. on there.
There are concerns about bugs. So FedSim does recommend you save it even if it is on the computer just yep. because it sometimes will not
save. They update it all the time.
Yep.
The person is really accessible on Twitter.
Yep.
So you can message the person if there are any issues and they will help you out. Sometimes it takes a little bit for them to get back to you, but this is a popular game.
Yes, it is.
So, and I think I'm not sure if it's only one person or a few.
They're probably a little team, but it's all volunteer too. So
right,
it's
exactly.
a lot of work into it.
Yeah. It was just getting frustrating, at least in our own purse. This is only personal.
Yeah.
But we can't recommend the game enough.
Oh,
like
yeah.
it's a really cool little game. And I think, yeah, so
yep.
this
so
is
this
what
is
we
one
chose.
We're doing right now.
So Journey of Wrestling. So there is a free version,
yep.
which is fairly limited. It gives you, once again, a good step into it. This game has been around for a while.
Yes.
And the full version is
$15.
It's $15 for the full version. But when you jump into it, it has everything up to date, and
yeah.
not just
not everything up to date, but there are people who create accounts and share those accounts,
so you
or
can
share those universes with you that are completely 100% up to date.
Yep, every title, every champion, they have these little digital. They have like these little. They look like Minecraft characters.
Yes.
They're really cool looking. It has a very different flair, and
it's very accessible, very easy to get into.
And also, you can play as many companies as you want. Yes. So it's not just the big ones. You can play GCW. You can play Pro Wrestling Noah. You can play all of them. If you wanted to have every single company known to mankind, you can. But there's actually an AI component that will actually fantasy book other companies alongside your companies. Right. But you have to make that decision, because when you start, you are set in that. So if you wanted to add more companies or you wanted to stop
you'd have to start over.
But we have found this one to be the best.
Oh, absolutely.
And for what we were looking for, it saves automatically. It's very just cookie cutter.
Yeah, you have an account. There's cloud storage. You don't have to worry about stuff getting lost or things not saving correctly. So there's a lot of good things about this. But
for what we were looking for, it was the best option.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
For $15, it's $15.
Right.
We use it often.
Yeah.
We like to see sort of what happens with certain things.
Yeah.
And as it goes, it'll actually give you recommendations on matches.
Well, it auto-generates feuds and stuff like that. So it does deviate itself from the norm.
Right.
That's what you're looking for.
Right. The one thing that I will say with Journey of Wrestling that I would say that FedSim or even Pro Wrestling Sim does is that it's not as complicated.
Right. So it's very simplistic.
Yep. So with this, it's like, oh, you have momentum and different champions, and you can either have your own people or do this. If you want
customization, go for the Steam games. Those will give you all the customization
for. I would say if you're a little more into it, if you're really constantly doing the simulators, if you're doing mods, the Steam games are definitely going to be for you. Same thing with FedSim.io, just because of the versatility, because it gives you stamina, damage, it'll injure people.
Journey of Wrestling does it, but it's a little more simplistic.
Yeah, it's very simplistic, which is perfect for us, because really what we were looking for was certain aspects, like the account-based, like a full sandbox. That was the other one that we were looking for, where when we were booking, like, our little universe has its own thing. So I think, as an example, our world heavyweight champion right now is Jey Uso.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be the same for somebody who downloaded the same template on their own personal one.
Right.
I don't think there is an online capability as it relates to Journey of Wrestling either.
No, there's no like online interaction.
But there are forums and a Discord that you can join in and you can share. I explored it a little bit. It's really cool. And I'm not sure if they have support. I haven't run into issues to justify support.
I haven't run into issues with it either. But again, this is another one that's very active, one that updates a lot. But I just wanted to kind of go through some of these because I thought it was interesting and timely.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe if there are like other simulators, like, create a wrestler, let us know. And if there are any issues that you ran into, share us your stories as well. Peanut Gallery, what are we doing next week?
Not sure.
I think there is a show. I just can't remember what it was.
Well, again, well, no, that would be the following week. But yeah, I don't think there's a show next week.
Nope. So we will let you know. If you enjoyed, remember to like, follow, subscribe, send us matches. If there is a match, please send a link for me to download it.
Yes.
It just makes it a lot easier than just streaming on the internet.
Yeah.
And become a patron. Check out all of our links. And as always, be
majestic.